Let us pray. God of love, we hunger for your grace. When we distance ourselves from you, we long for your embrace. We have sought many things, but we were truly hungry only for you. Receive us, lonely and weary. Bless us with your mercy, and feed us with your grace. Amen. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. No human being is justified before God by any behavior prescribed by laws, for our behavior always falls short. But apart from any expectations, God heals our relationships with God. By God's goodness, not ours. It is God's goodness to which the scriptures have testified. The goodness of God that Jesus Christ believed in, that we also trust. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are justified by God's grace as a gift, the gift of redemption Christ Jesus offers us. Hear the word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel. Tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble and say, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them some parables. He said, "A man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, 'Give me my share of the property that's to come to me.' So the father did, divided up the property between the two of them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all that he had and left for a distant country where he squandered it all in dissolute living. When he had spent everything he had, a severe famine came upon that country, and he began to be in serious need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen in that country who sent him out into the field to feed the pigs. He would gladly have eaten the pods that the pigs were eating, but nobody gave him anything. And finally, he came to himself and he said, 'How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? And here I am dying of hunger. I will go back and say to my father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired hands.' So he got up and returned to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion and ran to him and threw his arms around him and kissed him. And he said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to one of the slaves, 'Quickly, go and bring a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And go kill the fatted calf, for we must eat and celebrate. For my son was dead, and now he's alive. He was lost, and now he is found.'" Listen to the younger son's prayer, for it is also our prayer. God, I confess, I wander away from you. I want to do things my way. I want to find myself in my own way. I leave you and go off in my own life. I live as if you're not in the room, as if I am in a distant country. And I am sorry. When I distance myself from you, I starve my soul. When I come to myself, I realize I belong to you. But I confess, even when I turn to you, I don't want you. I just want your stuff. I pray for you to do favors for me. But I don't just pray for you. I want you to do things for me, but it's still all about me. When I forget that what I'm really hungry for is you, I starve my soul. God, you receive my waywardness with such gentle forgiveness, as if you've never actually left my side. You receive me with such grace. I confess I have a hard time accepting it. It's hard for me to receive your love. I tell you to treat me as a hired hand, as if somehow I can earn your approval, as if there's an exchange I can make. But your love is nothing I can forfeit or earn. It's just a gift. And you give it to me. I am the object of your joy and delight, even when I've messed up. Help me, God, to receive your love, for I am hungry for you. Amen. Jesus said, they began to celebrate. Now the older son was out in the field. And when he came home and approached the house, he heard the sound of singing and dancing. And he called to one of the servants and asked him, what was going on? And they said, oh, your brother has come back. And your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him home, safe and sound. And he became angry and he wouldn't go in. So the father went out to him too and began to plead with him. But he said, listen, for all these years, I worked for you like a slave. I never disobeyed a command. And yet you never even gave me so much as a little goat to celebrate with my friends. And this son of yours goes off and wastes all your property on prostitutes. And he comes back and you kill the fatted calf for him. And the father said, oh, my son, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. Listen to the prayer of the older son, for it is also our prayer. God, I confess, I am judgmental and self-righteous. I am pretty sure that I am better than some people. I am more deserving of your approval than some. And I am sorry. For when I cut myself off from them, I cut myself off from those who are actually my own kin, my own siblings. I confess that just like them, I don't really want you. I just want your stuff. I want to feel like I've earned your approval. I want you to give me things, do things for me. I'm no different. It's still all about me. And I'm sorry. Because when I treat you that way, I'm no longer your beloved son. You are just a boss. And I work for you like a slave. I obey your commands. But I don't receive your love. But I want to. Because I am hungry for you. God, I confess. When you invite me to the table, I don't want to come because of who else is there. I'm all right with them being your children, but not with them being my siblings. So I ask you, keep inviting me. Even when I am arrogant and so sure of myself, I too have run away. I have made you come out to me. I have made you argue with my insistence that we are not family. And you have invited me in once again. No matter what, you keep inviting me. Don't stop, God. For I am hungry for you. Amen. The father said to his son, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate because this your brother was dead, and now he's alive. He was lost, and now he's found." Hear the Father's prayer, for it too is our prayer. God, I thank you that you are always with me. Whether I feel I am close or I know I have run away or don't realize I have distanced myself from you, still you are always with me. Where can I go to flee from your presence? Where can I hide from your spirit? If I travel to the farthest ends of the sea, you are there. If I bury myself in the depths of death itself, there you are with me. I thank you. God, I thank you that all that you have is mine. You have already divided up your property and given me a double share. And everything you have is mine. This whole creation you have given me to enjoy and to care for. It's my planet, my universe, your gift to me and my responsibility. This whole human family is mine. It's mine. All of those whom I judge and exclude, they are my siblings. All of those that I want to distance myself from, they are mine. And though it is hard for me sometimes, I thank you. All of your love, all of your grace, all of your infinite mercy is mine. There is no love that you own that you do not give to me. There is no forgiveness in the universe that you don't give me freely. Help me to receive it. Help me to trust. Help me to be your beloved. Help me to celebrate. Give me joy for your love, even for those whom I do not love. Let me rejoice in your love, and let that love bring me to this table where I feast with you. Fill me to overflowing with your love, that I may be so loving and forgiving to all your children, that I may delight in every single one of your beloved, even the ones I don't like. Fill me with your mercy to forgive and to bless those who I am tempted to judge. Fill me with your joy that I might invite them to your table of wonder and abundance. Bring me to your table as one who has your generosity, your hospitality, your compassion, because you have given them to me. They are mine. Bring me to this table, not only to share and to feast, but to serve. God, for your infinite mercy that claims us all as children, even when we walk away, we give you thanks for this table of joy that you invite us to, even though we must sit with those we don't like. We thank you. Feed us with your presence, for we are hungry for you. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.